Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Well, we have people here from Midnight Sun Theater Company today talking about their annual summer show. Dave Block, who is the founder of the company, he's here with his latest offering, which is the play Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery written by Ken Ludwig. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you.
He's also brought two of the actors. Actors are Michael Noble, who's playing Sherlock Holmes, the title character, and also we wouldn't have a Sherlock without a Dr. Watson, would we? So we have... we have Eric Worthington here, who's playing Dr. Watson. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I see Eric's already in the character here. Dave, you always bring a really interesting show to the summer, The Midnight Sun.
I hope so. Thank you.
Always something's kind of different about these shows. I remember you did Hamlet 2, and you've done 39 Steps. Mm-hmm. And always these plays are real challenges, it seems, for actors. And it seems like you've got a show here that's got... How many characters and how many actors do you have in
the
show?
We have five actors. In addition to Michael and Eric, we also have Ivory Bodner and Tyler Andrus, who, if you're counting on your fingers, that's only four. I'll get to the fifth in a minute. and we estimate we have somewhere upwards of 40 characters in the show. So Michael and Eric play... Holmes and Watson, and then the other three actors play the remaining 37 parts or so.
And so, but this is based on Sherlock Holmes's Hound of the Baskervilles.
Correct. Yes.
So I understand this is basically the same story. Is that right?
I think Michael knows it probably closer than I do, but I think it's pretty tight to the story.
Michael?
Yeah. So I actually listened to the book on tape to kind of get the backstory of the play. It's very, very close. What you could say is different is that the play is more exciting and it moves faster than the book. The book goes into more detail about individual situations, and it kind of picks apart Sherlock's thought process a little more carefully. And, you know, it's able to be more cerebral because it is a book. But the play is more action-oriented, so it condenses some of those moments. For example, when he examines the cane at the beginning of the show, he draws all these inferences about who might own this cane. In the play, that's covered in a few... you know, maybe a minute and a half of conversation in the book, it goes on and on and on about how each scratch mark on the cane and each, you know, this stencil font and all that kind of stuff, and how Sherlock was able to deduce each one of those observations and draw a conclusion from it.
Interesting. So, Eric, you're playing Dr. Watson. Have you read the book Hound of the Baskervilles, or is it just going from the script here?
Going from the script and from the original film, from the film from the 40s. I very much enjoy that era of Sherlock and Watson, and I'm basing my Watson on that style.
Well, Dave, back to you as a director.
Yeah.
That's an interesting comment Eric just made, because Sherlock Holmes has been done so many times by so many different actors. We almost have this iconic image of, it was a Basil Rathbone who performed him in the film. Are you going with that idea or that visual image of these characters, or are you breaking the mold?
No, absolutely. I grew up with the 1939 Basil Rathbone version, and not that I date that far back, but that's what I grew up watching. And so this struck me as very cinematographic. And we do a lot of homages to that particular film, as a matter of fact. You'll hear some of the music from that period and some of those things throughout the show. Mm-hmm. So that's the feel we're going for, that kind of 40s double feature movie that you would come to watch, and it would be the Basil Rathbone show.
Mm-hmm. And if I may, at the top of production, when Dave and I discussed whether or not I would do this role, that was the exact conversation we had, was that I love Benedict Cumberbatch's interpretation as kind of an Asperger Sherlock, and I love Robert Downey Jr.'s, you know, like drug-addled action hero version of Sherlock, you know. But these are not what we were going for with this version. This is a more classic, you know, silver screen version of Sherlock, the gentleman hero of England. And one of the things that I really want to point out is that the 1939 film, and then all of the, I believe it was 16 Basil Rathbone Sherlock Holmes films that were made, they were made between 1939 and 1946. They were wartime films. They were heroic epics for a beleaguered England to feel good about themselves, to have, you know, to have a hero, and Sherlock's a superhero, and his superpower is logic and reason. And so that's, you know, that's what this style, this cinematic silver screen style of Sherlock that we've gone for harkens mm-hmm. back to, is a time of Sherlock as a real hero for the people.
And so this is it's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
And Ken Ludwig is known for Moon Over Buffalo, for Olympia Tenor, which are mm-hmm. farces. Mm-hmm. Is there any comedic quality to this show?
Oh, it's very much so. Very comedic.
Eric, go ahead.
Absolutely. With the three actors who are named actor 1, 2, and 3, who are playing 40 roles, are literally changing costume at a frantic pace to keep up with the stage entrances and exits in order to interact with Sherlock and I constantly throughout the show.
I think I heard a description of the play could be done on a bare stage and something like 25 to 40 hats.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dave, we got to get to you. Your comment at the beginning of the show that there's another mystery actor in the show. Can you tell us who that is?
That would be me. We had an actor had to drop out for some serious reasons, and that was the night before preview night. And so I was selected to step into those shoes, which are huge. He was doing a fantastic job. And so now I'm taking on that part, and it's pretty intense. And as a director, I'm getting a lot of feedback about my directing from having to act in that role.
Well, we're talking to Dave Block here, along with Eric Worthington and Michael Noble, who are performing. The show is up and running at ACT, Anchorage Community Theater, in co-production with Midnight Sun Theater. The play Baskerville, A Sherlock Holmes Mystery by Ken Ludwig. And we're talking about acting challenges, directing challenges, and so forth. One thing that you were talking, Michael, a moment ago, was talking about the other Sherlocks, which are out mm-hmm. there. It must be a thrill to actually do an actual Sherlock Holmes story rather than one of the ones that's been, it's like, you know, the James Bond movies. How long ago did they ever do an Ian Fleming James Bond movie? You're doing the actual Sherlock Holmes. And so that must be kind of fun to do.
It's why I picked the show. I mean, it's great that Sherlock is so popular right now. There's just a lot of Holmesian things out there. But this is like, you know, this is a hero that I grew up with, and this is a, you know, he's an interesting character. There are a lot of different takes. So being able to do a Sherlock Holmes show is just a lot of fun.
Must be a lot of fun. So, Michael, go ahead.
Well, to that end, I just wanted to point out that this has introduced me to Arthur Conan Doyle more than ever before. After listening to Hound of Baskervilles, I listened to other Sherlock Holmes mysteries, and then I moved over and listened to The Lost World. So now I'm listening to Arthur Conan Doyle in my car everywhere I drive now, because he's such an amazing writer. You say we're doing original Sherlock Holmes from the original source material. That's true, and it is. It's a blast to get in touch with a story written in the 1880s, 1890s. About this rationalist.
The story, people probably have seen this before, but they don't know the ending of the story, do they, Dave? I mean, the audience.
Everybody's heard the Hound of the Baskervilles, right. But I don't think they know the full story, no.
So it stays a mystery, doesn't it?
It does, until the very end. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of suspects, but we don't know who the bad guy is until we get to the finish line.
And
so
it must
that's
be
nice.
Must be fun with all these actors changing hats. But Watson and Dr. Watson and Sherlock Holmes, you stay the same characters.
Well, yes, we do. And I just wanted to say that I personally do not believe that there's any such thing as a hound. And what say you, Holmes? Do you believe there's such a hound that is masquerading about in Devonshire?
I don't know, Watson, but you're showing off on air.
A little performance from the show. So, Eric, that was actually some lines from the show.
No.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, okay.
Good improv.
Did you do any improv in rehearsal?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, to say that it's a Sherlock Holmes mystery is true, but it is also a Sherlock Holmes comedy. So,
yes.
And the comedy, really, I mean, the text is written very straight. But the comedy ensues from the action and the changing and so on and so forth. And especially the first weekend and so forth, you know, when I had to step into the role, there was a lot of improvisation that had to happen. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. And so, you know, there is still some of that that's going to be happening, and because it's that kind of show.
I think in an interview I saw with Ken Ludwig, he talked about how as he was writing this play, he suddenly occurred to him that this was theater. This is the essence of theater.
Right.
And it must be because you don't have five actors playing 40 characters in film,
right?
Or even radio, because you couldn't get the voices straight. How much fun has this been creating theater on the stage with the audience? You've already had a weeks long running of the show, Michael.
Well, it's been such a blast. First of all, I've been very straight and serious in my description of myself as Sherlock. That's because that was my method as the actor. I wanted to take the character seriously from the inside out. But it is a comedy, and I want to emphasize that even my Sherlock is funny because he's over the top. He's exaggerated. And it's been an absolute blast working on kind of a minimalist stage with a lot of what we call, I guess, symbolic representative theater, where anyway, help me out, Eric. Why is this fun?
Well, sorry. Especially when you bring Ken into it, Ken Ludwig, the writer, that I think he wrote some theatrical impossibilities that mm-hmm. it becomes so difficult to make some of these costume changes in time that he actually wrote in humor about the inability to meet the demands of the very production that he wrote. So it's almost breaks its own fourth wall in that regard. And I love that about this, that he wrote it right in, the humor of which opens the door to small improv moments when you're a little bit late or you're a little early or you're caught in a light or something like that. He wrote some of that right into the play, some humor.
And how do you rehearse that, Dave?
Well, you know, one of the things that's great about this cast and crew is they're so tight. And so we very early on were ready with lines and things like that, which gave us a lot of time to work on character and working together in improvisational moments and so on and so forth. So I think it's very funny. I think it's very Sherlockian. I think it's all the pieces are there. And at the same time, it's very theatrical in the sense that we do have a very symbolic stage, and there's smoke and there's lights and sound effects and, you know, all the things you would expect from a theatrical moment. It's all there. And in some ways, very cinematic. And also there are feelings of radio play there as well, with like some of the foleying things that we do and so on and so forth. So
what's been the reaction with the audience so far? You've had a week performance, as I mentioned before.
You know, I think they're having fun with it. It's we've had people come up to us after the show and were very, very nice and, you know, said great things, and they're laughing like crazy. And I think people will enjoy it. And it's a good family show. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, there's nothing in there that a kid's not going to get or enjoy or anything like that.
Do you ever get anybody in the audience say, oh, I think it's so-and-so?
One of the characters is from Texas, and we had a lady from Texas the other night who was really rooting for him very vocally. So,
well, this has been a lot of fun, guys. We're talking about the latest play, Midnight Sun, is being doing in collaboration with Anchorage Community Theater. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, A Sherlock Holmes Mystery, was Dave Block, who's the director and now actor in the show. Thanks for being on the show.
Yes, thank you.
Michael Noble, who's playing Sherlock, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, sir.
And also Eric Worthington, who's playing Dr. Watson. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And have a good rest of the run. The show runs through July the 30th.
That's great.
Yes. Have a great run. For next time, this is Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.